بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب استحباب الذهاب للعيد وعيادة المريض والحج والغزو والجنازة ونحوها من طريق ورجوع من طريق آخر لتكثير مواضع العبادة. This is the 98th chapter. Alhamdulillah, Riyad al-Salihin. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi brings this chapter on it being mustahab, preferable to go for Eid Salat, visiting the sick, for Hajj, for Jihad, for Janaza, etc. by one road, and returning by another. And the reason for this, he says, لِتَكْثِيرِ مَوَاضِعِ الْعِبَادَةِ, so that the places of worship is increased. So in other words, you're going in one road, then this is an ibadah, because you're going for a good purpose, a good cause, a shari'i reason. You're going to visit the sick, you're going for Eid Salat, you're going for Hajj, etc. So you're going on one route or one road, and you return on another. By returning on another road, then the places of worship are increased. عن جابر رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا كان يوم عيد خالف الطريق رواه البخاري. Hazrat Jabir radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that when it was the day of Eid, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would return using a different route. In other words, he would go by one route and return by another. So again, ulama have explained that the worship and the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be exhibited and done in more places. You're going in one path, so the ibadat of Allah ta'ala is taking place there. Coming back on another route, the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala is taking place there. So these roads and these places will bear testimony on one's favor on the day of Qiyamah. Then as you are going, you'll be making the dhikr of Allah, you'll be reciting takbir. So the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala will become more widespread. Sometimes on the road you might see a poor person. So on one road you see some poor people, you're assisting them there. On another road you are seeing other poor people, you're assisting them there. Then this also shows the unity and the power of the believers, of the Muslims. It is a means of creating some awe in the hearts of the enemies. So like this, there are so many blessings by increasing the places of worship. وعن ابن عمر رضي الله عنهما أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يخرج من طريق الشجرة ويدخل من طريق المعرس وإذا دخل مكة دخل من الثنية العليا ويخرج من الثنية السفلى متفق عليه. Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to depart by the Ash-Shajara road. So Ash-Shajara road was one path that Rasulullah took, and he would enter by the Al-Mu'arras road. And when he entered Makkah, he would enter by Athaniyat al-Ulya and depart by Athaniyat al-Sufla. So Ash-Shajara, this road is well known. It is about 6 miles out of Madinah Munawwara on the way to Makkah Mukarrama. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would depart for Makkah on this road, and he would proceed to Dhul Hulayfa, where he would spend the night. And when he would return to Madinah Munawwara, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would again spend the night at Dhul Hulayfa, and then he would enter from Al-Mu'arras. So this place again is approximately 6 miles away from Madinah Munawwara. Al-Mu'arras is slightly closer to Madinah than the Ash-Shajara road. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would take different routes when he would go, and when return, take another road, so that the places of ibadat are now being increased. By different places, you can make takbir and tasbih and salat, etc. So more places will see the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, and all this will be a witness for us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك.